You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ryan, I know you don't want to hear this, but as I was dressing this morning, the weatherman said there'll be snow tomorrow.
What?
I thought we retired this song back in, I don't know, February.
Yeah, this gets no play from what, January to what, November?
Look how late in the month it is. This is April.
Well, Shay, living in Kansas City in the Midwest, you know that the weather will change. Just give it 5 minutes. Boom, you get snow, and then you got sunny skies.
Pretty uneventful weekend for me after the show Friday. I took a Zoom meeting with the other board members on the Juneteenth KC committee.
Ah, yeah, Juneteenth, 2 months away from today, right?
So I'm volunteering my time to put on for the town so that all of us who have been stuck in the house, when Juneteenth comes, we can experience something fun, something eventful, and also educational.
And safe.
Spent the rest of the weekend in the cribbo. What about you?
Woo-wee. Had a little busy weekend. Saturday, went to the Buy Black event on 18th and Quindaro.
Yeah.
Was all up in KCK repping. Shout out to Mad Marlin. And then lit candle, got me a couple candles. It was bumping too, boy. 18th of Quindaro was a beautiful sight to see everybody outside and smiling and having a good time and buying black. You know what I'm saying?
Then, did you get recognized in the crowd?
A little bit, yeah, by a couple people. I was kind of, you know, in and out, you know, visit a couple vendors. But yes, saw a couple lovely people that recognized me with my mask on. Which is very odd sometimes.
You got those gray colored eyes. Oh, that's why people can recognize you, son.
Yeah. And then later on that night, went up to Club Virtue where we had a good time for Celebration Saturdays. Shout out to everybody. It was packed too, boy. We had a good time on Saturday.
Yes, you was masked up?
Of course. Always masked up. Feeling good, man. Glad to be back on here with you this morning.
Glad to be back in the building, too. Oh, we got a show, son.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s right now. You are clear 45 and Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Hip-hop has been taking some lumps recently, Brian. First, DMX. Now, Black Rob?
Yeah, crazy.
We just talked about Black Rob needing help and Diddy coming to his aid. It is with sadness that we have to report that Black Rob, best known for his song Whoa, passed away at the age of 51 in a hospital in Atlanta.
Yeah. R.I.P. Black Rob. Lord have mercy. He didn't look good, Shay, on that video that I saw.
He admitted that he's been battling kidney failure for a while and that he has had several strokes and other ailments over the years.
Wow.
It brings up the point that many of the hip-hop artists have been saying that they need a union.
Yeah, facts. And then, Shay, we got to take a look at this. At Puffy and where he stands now as one of the richest, you know, people in music. And look at his artists. Biggie, Black Rob, G-Dep, it's not a good track record, man. I think it's something to look into, to be honest with you.
You think Puffy's responsible for men's death?
I think he has something to do with them not being taken care of all the way. That's just my personal opinion, though. R.I.P. Black Rob.
For real, though. So, Kanye West is upset. Not about the usual things that he's upset about, like fashion and sneakers. He's upset because he believes people think that Kim Kardashian is the one who initiated the divorce.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Typical Gemini behavior, huh?
He's a Gemini?
June 6th or
okay,
something like
that, explains it all. Brian, you just pulled back the covers for me.
For real? That's it?
Yes. You know my man is a Gemini, and he acts like that.
Oh. Y'all love each other, though.
Oh, I totally love him with every fiber of my being, but I can still recognize the weirdness.
Yeah. I love Geminis. Y'all my peoples, but typical Gemini behavior right here.
Why do you care?
Bragging rights. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Well, I'm like Erykah Badu myself. You could tell him you broke up with me. I'm fine. I don't have a problem with any of that. Tell him whatever you want to tell him.
You just want to move on, huh?
Hello.
I'm with you on it.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Shoot. So, over the weekend, Vanessa Bryant paid a beautiful tribute to Kobe Bryant on what would have been their 20th wedding anniversary, Brian.
Lord have mercy. 20 years in the game, man.
She posted up their wedding picture along with the caption, "Happy anniversary, baby. I love you. 20 years at Kobe Bryant."
They always seem very, very happy. Even when they were at their lowest in 2004 or 2003, 2004, when Kobe was going through that situation in Colorado.
I'm sure she wasn't happy during that situation in Colorado, but the good thing is their love was able to endure, Brian, and that's what a real relationship is about. It's not going to be peaches and cream 24/7, but you got to have the fortitude to be able to make it through.
Get my notes out.
I'm trying to tell you, ain't you out here? Ain't you out here with your fishing pole? Ain't you out here?
What you talking about?
You ain't fishing, trying to find you a wife?
I'm trying to take notes. Okay, eventually I am. I am trying to find a wife one day. Maybe it'll be soon. Who knows?
You're doing something with your mouth.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
Because my three-year-old daughter won't stop talking and it's too early in the morning.
Worse.
Better be glad that baby can talk.
I mean, I am glad because I got one that can't talk, but sometimes I wish she was the one that can't talk.
My mother and them used to try to shut me down and make me be quiet, and now I get paid to talk, see?
Well, unfortunately, she's three and she don't get paid to talk, so when she get paid to talk, she can run her mouth as much as she wants to. But unfortunately, she ain't getting paid for that. You are.
They held me down and they hurt my feelings.
See, and you know what? And maybe this is going to, you know, make her be a better user.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Gina.
Thank you. Have a good day. Take care of the babies.
Oh, you know I will.
Yeah. Let her talk.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 650. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the upper 50s today. Right now, you are clear at 45 in downtown Casey Mo.
B, this is something very interesting. A new poll reveals that voters in the state of Texas admitted that they would vote for actor Matthew McConaughey for governor over their current governor, Greg Abbott.
Politics in Texas are a joke.
Well, Matthew McConaughey has seriously been considering running for governor, and this is kind of telling that maybe the folks are ready for another actor slash politician.
Oh, brother, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
All right, so didn't we just go through this a couple years ago? Or 1 year ago? 4 years ago?
Well, that was a bad actor.
Lord have
mercy. Matthew McConaughey is kind of good with his. You feel me?
I feel you.
I would totally vote for one of Missouri's own, Don Cheadle, over Governor Mike Parson.
Okay.
Hell, I'd vote for Brad Pitt. He's from Missouri, too.
Who else is from the Mo?
Eddie Griffin. Yeah, I think Eddie could do a better job than Mike Parson.
Can
I don't know.
Can you imagine him at the altar talking about politics in Missouri? What about Janelle? She's Kansas, but I would still vote for Janelle Monáe.
Me too. Yeah, do you see her outfit? She's so fly. Yeah. I would tune in just to see what she going to rock at the next press conference.
Oh, my guys from the Big Slick. What about, like, you know, Jason Sudeikis? Would you vote for him?
Why not?
Rob Riggle? Of course. Yeah, well, I'll vote for him too.
Where do I sign?
Eric Stone Street? What's up, man? Come on, run for governor, dog. We got you.
Holla back.
Shay Moore? What's happening? I got you. Come on.
Friend, I don't think I can.
In whatever state you want to go in. I got you. Come on.
Friend, I don't think I can hold up because the way that my attitude is set up.
Damn!
If somebody get the lion on me.
What's going to happen?
See, I don't have the level of, what's the word that I'm looking for? Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mouth says what it wants to say.
It shows.
It is rooted in truth. So whatever I'm saying is the truth.
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
So if that means, first of all, who do you think you're talking to? That's just what's going to happen.
This is a hat, you bastard.
No, Brian. This is why I couldn't get into politics, because I already know I'm not going to say the politically correct thing. I'm going to say the thing that I believe.
Hey, you keep it too real. And politics is not for the people who keep it too real. Bottom line.
He keeps it real, but he knows how to toe that line. I'm talking about Mayor Quentin Lucas. I can't wait to talk to him, Brian. There's been some things I've heard. I don't know if they're true. I'm going to ask him, though.
We handling town business, Kansas City style, on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine with Mayor Lucas Monday at 7:10.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got that bag talk happening.
Hey.
Most stimulus cash.
Most stimmy. You hear me?
$1,400. Could be yours. All you have to do is listen to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine to get yourself qualified for that money.
Mm-hmm.
Closing arguments happened today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd, which happened last May. We had his father on the show, I want to say maybe about 2 months ago.
Uncle, yeah, was it his uncle? Yeah, about 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that really gave us a lot of insight into the pain that family is going to feel forever, Shay.
This is true. You know, the death sparked a whole new awareness across the country.
Yeah.
Folks now are taking a look at things that black people have been saying for years and years and years.
And that's why I say the cell phone camera is probably one of the best inventions for us.
Do you think this trial will hold the same weight as the trial of the officers in the Rodney King case? Maybe the O.J. Simpson trial?
I think it will, Shay. Just because of the point in time in history that we were in. Not only were we in the middle of a pandemic, but people were putting their lives on the line. Regular people all across the country in almost every major city.
This is true. It's hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. Of course, every Monday we speak with our duly elected mayor. Is he there?
I am here. Happy Monday morning, everybody. It's good to talk.
Good to talk with you as well, Mayor Lucas. You was just slightly late, so we went on without you. So,
Oh, see, y'all calling me like that. I'm a remember. I'm a remember.
Now, say, if you get audited, it ain't my fault.
When we come back, Mayor Lucas, we want to talk about the loss of one of Kansas City soldiers, J. Edgar Bennett. And there's some other things. Your name been spoken on the grapevine leaves, and I want to see if it's safe to talk about that or not.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. A little sun. Right now, you are sunny and 40 in Olathe. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends.
I believe we are still in Aries.
Shakir O'Neal, son of Shaquille and Shawnee O'Neal, is 18 today.
Mm-hmm.
And Marion Suge Knight, record executive and Death Row Records founder, is 56 today.
Don't worry about the executive producer trying to be
all in the video. All on the record.
Dancing. Happy birthday to everybody born on April 19th.
A public memorial for DMX will be held at Brooklyn's Barclay Center on April 24th, Brian. Mm. What day is that?
That Friday?
That's Friday coming
Saturday? Out? Saturday. Saturday is the 24th, yeah.
So the Barclay Center can hold 19,000 fans, and they're only going to permit 10% capacity. So yeah. That's what, 1,900 people?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
The memorial will be closed to the public, limited to only family and friends, but you'll be able to watch it on live stream.
Yeah, that's going to break some records. RIP DMX.
For real, though. So another rapper who was popular during the time DMX made his entree onto the scene, Bad Boy's Black Rob, passed away on Friday at the age of 51, B-Shiner.
Yeah, just sad, man. When you saw the state of him a couple weeks ago, it didn't look good for him.
Yes, he said that he's been suffering from kidney failure over the years and has had several strokes.
Yeah. Not sure if he had dialysis. I know that my uncle had dialysis and it really messed up his kidneys. And man, that's a very serious thing that we got to keep an eye on.
My father is on dialysis. He gets treated 3 times a week, and he's been dealing with some after effects of being on dialysis so long. So a couple weeks ago, you know, I was gone for a couple of days. I went to go check on him, and it really is something serious. It is, and it's awful to look at.
Yep.
So remember Kevin Samuels? He's the guy that told the young lady that, you know, because she's got a child, she ain't never gonna get a dude of any money or any status.
The leader of the He-Man Women's Haters Club.
So he was on Joe Budden's podcast, and he was asked to rate Saweetie, and he said that she was an adjustable 6.
I judge women by the same metric. This is where people get into the old image consulting thing. I look at you, fresh face, no makeup, your natural state. And if you have ever seen her pictures, fresh face, natural state, she's a cute woman who can be pretty. But I don't think she's ever going to be considered to be beautiful or gorgeous. That does not mean she's bad. Go back to the 70s. Pam Grier is an A.
Yes.
But she looks good. But the thing is,
what?
Back then, you would have seen someone like Diane Carroll. She's up in that 9 category. Dorothy Dandridge would have been up around that 10 area. There's always going to be levels to this. But what women today are saying is they're all 10s.
Just so many problems with that.
Did you notice that the woman who he thought was a 10 was
lighter
complected?
Yeah, I noticed that too. And he gave Pam Grier an 8. And now Pam Grier is not the darkest, but she's definitely darker than Dorothy Dandridge. Like, come on, man. Seriously, like, there's nothing that you should take serious from that, from any of that statement that he said, because Saweetie is bad. Everybody knows she bad.
Why is this man being consulted about stuff that relates to relationships? First of all, Brian, he's unmarried. He's a divorcee twice.
This is what you need to do. You need to stay out of women's business.
My God!
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A leader in the fight against homelessness in Kansas City passed away after a car crash. J. Edgar Bennett was the founder of Street Medicine KC. And Mayor Lucas, you tweeted about him over the weekend.
It's very sad. And actually, I was going through my voice messages yesterday and had one from him on Thursday afternoon. Would have been a little while before he passed, which just tells us all to make sure we appreciate each day. We appreciate the people in it. J. Edgar was a ball of energy. He had ideas. And he was calling me to say, hey, Lucas, I was stepping back, but I have some ideas on how we can help the homeless out in our community. I mean, this is the sort of person that is a pillar of our community. So it was so tragic when I heard the news of his passing. I'm thinking about his family. I think he had a daughter. I'm thinking about so many that he had touched. He's going to be impossible to replace here in Kansas City.
This past weekend, I was driving around 43rd and Paseo, Mayor Lucas, went east and ran into a golf course. My man Chris Harris, he bought all the lots and homes along 40th and Wayne Avenue and built a park and this golf course. Is there any way that we can expand this effort and help Chris Harris out in more challenging parts of the city?
Well, you know what? I mean, what we were just talking about with J. Edgar Bennett, what we're talking about with Chris Harris, is people that weren't just going to sit back. weren't just going to sit back and be a part of something else. Instead, they said, you know what? I can make this impact. I can make this difference in our community. So absolutely, you can help Chris Harris out. I know he's got the website set up, a lot of different ways to support. He's trying to buy up land. Now, he pushes towards neighborhoods, including some of the Lucas people. So, you know, maybe there will be a limit of size eventually, but there's absolutely not a reason why we can't see this expand in other parts of Kansas City, why we can't see this become something that we have a Hickman Mill, something that we have, you know, not just in that spot of East Kansas City, but maybe more towards the Northeast. I mean, there are lots of ways that we can engage our kids, and I'm proud of him for making sure he took that step. It's making a difference for the kids of Kansas City. I played that course. I'm still bad at that course, too. So, you know, eventually, maybe I need to get out there a little bit, too. I'll make sure I bring some kids, too, though.
We just got to take you to Cool Crest to get some practice real quick, man, Lucas.
Man, but you know, I always get distracted by the go-karts over there. But, you know, I'll
practice on. When we come back, Mayor Lucas, your name has been in the leaves of the grapevine over the weekend. And when we come back, I want to find out if it's true or what.
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. One of my favorite segments on the show, Brian. We're talking with Mayor Quentin Lucas this morning. And I'm going to admit to you how I found out about this. Someone anonymously sent me a copy of what it says is a marriage license between Mayor Quentin Lucas and another young lady. And they said it's true. Is it, Mayor? Are you married?
Well, you know, Shay, I mean, you were talking to me about how you didn't want to talk about your relationships back around April Fool's Day, so I didn't want to trip that up. But no, it is true. I'm lucky enough to be a married man, very happy to be. People don't like they single mayor that long. We've been very fortunate. You know, it's funny because it is a public document. So all these folks who are just kind of like, oh, I'm finding it. I'm like, you just go on the Jackson County website, really, just like I can figure out where I live. I don't love people doing that necessarily. But, you know, that's the way it is. So, no, I am. I've been lucky to have folks who care about me and all of that. And so we will continue to do that, hopefully, for years ahead.
Congratulations. This is something else you don't know. But in my prayers for you, no, seriously, Brian, I'm being dead serious right now. I have really been asking God to send you someone because you're always so busy here, there, and everywhere. And I'm like, does he have somewhere to rest, like a soft space to be just a man and not necessarily the mayor? Right. So I'm glad that you found that soft space.
Well, I thank you for that. I mean, I appreciate the prayers. You know, if you think you were praying, my mama, oh, Lord. She was smiling just like, you know, you need to be nicer. You need to do this and that. You're doing too much. Everything else. So I'm glad that there's some people out there who have patience with me, including not just this wonderful woman, but everybody listening on KPRS. You know, I walk around on the weekends. Y'all maybe have seen me post about this sometimes, and I bump into people. And I'll just be honest, mainly black people I bump into who are just like, Mayor Q, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. I saw you did this or you did right by the homeless here, and I know you're trying. Or even people that are like, you can do better, but I'm still thinking about you. You don't know how much of a difference it makes in making this job something you can survive. So thank you to you, Miss Shay. I know the Be Shining family
yes.
is praying too, but no, appreciate all y'all.
So I know I've got to get you a wedding gift, but is there another gift I need to get for you as well?
Now, see, I'm going to give you more details on that one next week.
Okay, but, I'll fall back, Mayor.
This has been a year of blessings and abundance. So, you know, I just need y'all to survive the snow tomorrow. And then we come back next week with even more adventures. You know, every week we're going to have a new big reveal. It's like a, you know, Mayor Lucas Monday soap opera.
So I love it. I'm here for it.
Speaking of abundant blessings, New Mexico is officially the 18th state to legalize cannabis for adult use. Mayor Lucas, I know you are an advocate for this. How close is Missouri?
Well, you know what? See, that's why I like talking to dudes, because Brian's transition is exactly what I expect a brother to do.
I got you.
I'm a fan in the sense that I don't partake in marijuana myself, but I think It should be legal. I know many who do. I know it has other positive benefits. I'm just saying this, Brian. It's going to be legal in Missouri. It's going to be legal in Kansas. We can either get ahead of the curve or we can be behind. We're soon to be behind, so a place we're probably used to being sometimes on these advances around the country. But I think it only makes sense. Needs to be decriminalized. Stop locking people up. Release those who are serving sentences related to marijuana. I think this is the direction that wise states are going. I hope we get there.
That is Mayor Lucas's period poo for all of y'all that are non-believers. You know what I'm saying? I don't partake either, Mayor Q. I don't partake either.
Mayor Lucas.
I respect that now. I'm playing. Good to talk to all y'all.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. Since we were not at the wedding and Brian was not able to DJ, Brian, let's play out one of the songs that gets everybody on the dance floor at the wedding.
You. Appreciate you, Mayor Q. Have a good one.
Later, y'all.
Three Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Rashida and Kirk Frost from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta fame, Brian.
One of my favorite couples on the show.
Rashida is straight from the dick. You don't know nothing about that song, Brian.
You don't know nothing about that.
Nah, I know about that.
I know about ATL to STL. Yes. That's the song I know about from Rashida back in the day.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, the first time I ever heard of you, Rashida, I was an intern at Power 98 in Charlotte, and the late, great Nate Quick played your song for me, and he was one of your early supporters. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do. Of course. Wow, that's crazy.
VH1's Couples Retreat, which premieres tonight at 8 p.m. Tell us about what this series is all about.
Chalice. Honestly, we didn't know what to expect going into it. We were just like, you know what, we're down. You know, our relationship has been so perfect, so we're going to go on here and we're just going to sit back and look at everybody else. Just kidding. But, you know, we just went into it with open arms and wide open eyeballs to say, let's run it. And actually, you know, it ended up being a really, really good experience. It's different couples, you know, going through different things, trying to figure things out, which I think most of us in the world are trying to do when it comes to relationships because they be all over the place.
During this time of COVID, how did the filming go?
So once you've cleared a several amount of testing, even before we even left to go there, you pretty much know everybody you're around is safe. So that wasn't hard. It was actually great to get around other couples and people.
It was. Listen, when we first got to Arizona, we had to quarantine for 4 days in the hotel room, and it was tough. Like, you couldn't go out the room. Look, and when you walk out the room, you look, it's a security guard standing there like, where you think you going? Your ass ain't going nowhere.
Did y'all ever at any point just get sick of each other during this past year or so?
You really realize, like, wow, the working and running and ripping and running begins to make you lose your friend and your soulmate, because we had such a great relationship. But when we so separate, running left, running right, you run this business, I'm doing it, you don't realize all that time and what it's taken away from you. So it made me realize, like, wow, it reminded me of the intro, Kirk and Rashida, like how we got to even get where we are now.
The cast of VH1 Couples Retreat, of course, includes Rashida and Kirk Frost, but Yandy Smith and Mendeecees is a part of it. Michael Blackson and Rada in Delicious and Raymond Santana. What did you see inside of the other relationships that maybe you said to yourself, look, we don't want to do that? Or what was something good that you saw that you wanted to bring into your own relationship?
Ray J and Princess is there with us as well.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Looking at everybody, you know, Michael Blackson is crazy as hell. So, you know, when y'all start watching this show and see what him and Rhonda got going on, that's pure comedy. for real, Princess and Ray J had a lot of things that they needed to talk about and work out. And, you know, Kirk and I could kind of relate to some of the things that they're going through with their marriage and their children and stuff like that. And then you got Delicious and Raymond, who are new at this. So they're kind of just really trying to figure things out. Little do they know they're going to be figuring that thing out through the whole relationship. But it's so new and fresh that it's kind of funny because they're nitpicking over things to me that were kind of minor, you know? But for the most part, and then Yandy and MNDC, their relationship situation was different because they're actually back in the household together, being able to spend time and kind of reconnecting since his situation, and they have different issues. So it was just interesting to hear it and see it and all of us be able to really talk about it.
Rashida, you took a lot of criticism for taking Kirk back after he had an affair and an outside child. What did you learn about yourself and about marriage in general as you went through that?
It's about me and not everybody else's opinion and how I feel and what direction my heart wanted to go in, and this is my life and the decisions that I have to make. We live in a society now where somebody could put an outfit on or a brand, and if you ain't got the brand because you know you can't afford it, you out here damn near trying to rob Peter to pay Paul to get it, and ain't nobody got their own mindset. To me, I felt as though I just wanted to walk my path. And the blessing about the situation is, if you don't like me or my decision, you know, you don't have to follow me or watch me. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. I felt in my heart of heart, it was all between myself and the Lord on figuring out what I wanted to do for myself and with my family, and knowing the difference and seeing what Kirk was trying to do to get this marriage back. You know, you can call me whatever you want to call me, and nobody's perfect, and you know, it's cool. It's my life. That's why it's mine, and theirs is theirs.
I really thought that it was something good for us to see on television, because this is the sort of thing that happens every day in people's lives. For many of us who were not raised in families where maybe there was a married situation, that there are ways that you can fight your way through. So I took it as something that was a teachable moment.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Look, Kirk, it wasn't no cabins up there or nothing, was it?
No cabins.
If it was, he would not be on the call.
We can't take him anywhere. Please excuse that.
Hey, listen, I got tricked into that one.
Me too, fam. Make sure y'all check out Kirk and Rashida on VH1 Couples Retreat, premiering tonight, 7 o'clock in Kansas City on VH1. We thank y'all so much for your time and joining us this morning. Have a good one.
Y'all too. Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Sunny skies right now. You are sunny and holding steady at 42 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
If you weren't listening at 752, then you missed our very own Mayor Quentin Lucas tell us that, yes, he is indeed a married man.
Hell.
Married Mayor Lucas.
So I got the marriage license here.
For real?
Yeah, somebody sent it to me on Friday.
Where are your sources at? Let me get some of them.
They everywhere.
Lord have mercy.
So the date reads April 11th, and it was witnessed by our favorite, Mama Q, and his bride's mama, too.
Gotta love it. Congratulations.
For real, though, you can catch up on exactly what happened at KPRS.com during the Morning Grind podcast, which is posted every day at 9:30.
Amen.
So over the weekend, I was watching more TV than I usually do. I caught the replay of Tyler Perry. What's his name?
Uh-oh.
He a pastor.
T.D. Jakes?
Yes, T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
He has some movies that he put out on Lifetime, and one of them was called Lust with Carrie Hilson and your boy Tank.
Oh, he made his acting debut?
No, he's been in other stuff. Tank is okay.
Okay.
He was supposed to be the friend that got released from prison, and he was messing with his best friend's wife, which was Carrie Hilson.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
It was something to watch. You know how sometimes, like, you be like, the acting is slightly off. Just slightly.
I need a few more acting classes at USC.
It was slightly off. Like, it wasn't to the point where I was like, nah, this is terrible. But it was like,
It was like the awakening. That
you could have probably stretched it to something a little bit more. So anyway, in the film, Carrie's character had kind of been celibate. Well, not really, because they did have sex before they got married, but she had been celibate until she met that man. And she says that there ain't no way she could be waiting until she got married.
Girl, what's going on?
Who is this again? Carrie who?
Hilson.
Oh, well, you know. Her, she definitely, you know, I can see why she would say that.
Why?
I mean, she's beautiful. And a lot of guys
so
clamor.
Ugly people is the only ones that
no, I didn't say that.
Virgins?
What's going on?
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is she gets a lot of attention.
So that means she got to pass that thing out?
Somebody going to hit the roulette one day.
Man,
what's
bye.
Going on?
I done seen that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah,
you
you're right.
Like the bottom of somebody's shoe, and then you will still get knocked off.
Yeah, because on a cold Tuesday evening, you know. It's lonely.
The In Real Life Comedy Tour is on stage right now. Of course, Mike Epps is part of that. It'll be coming to Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center on May 14th.
Yep.
Well, Brian, he was laughing at a lady who fell on stage in Jacksonville, and then he wound up busting his behind himself.
I saw it. The lady had a torn ACL. She was recovering, and he was, you know, kind of poking fun at it. And then when she exits the stage, my man just falls. Karma. Never play karma, because karma is always going to get you back.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
My Kia.
All right. My Kia?
Yes.
Right, my Kia. Let's see what you got, boo.
That's Tech 9, Nina, out to find Vagina. Just to play a club and it, rubbing it, loving it, cream of streamer. Might seem a little extreme. My thing when I flips, I got to make sure that it's hot and make the whole planet rock like.
Make that stop. Don't stop. Hey. Down rocks, make the planet rock.
Midwest.
Too much in one room.
Yourself to get $1,400 and more stimming. You hear me?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Makia. What station's live, locally lit, mommy?
I want out three gems and I forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to qualify to win $1,400 in most stimulus cash.
More money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Most stimming.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.